This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 18th, 2016. Today is the day that the RNC officially begins. Of course, we've had a lot of delegates, officials, reporters for the, about the middle of last week. And we have begun over the weekend before the convention actually began. We were running the banners behind the plane, Hillary for Prison. Now, you can see those reports on Infowars.com. You can see our news director, Rob Dew, riding in one of the planes. You can also see what it looks like from the ground. They enacted a no-fly zone, but we have other ways to get the message out. If you're watching the live video feed there, there's the banner that we had flying over the weekend. Of course, Alex Jones is there, along with many of our InfoWars reporters. I'm here in the studio, but they're going to be joining us throughout the show with reports of what's happening there, as well as today is the day of the large pro-Trump rally that we've been talking about for some time. This is the one that's the America First Unity Rally. It was put together by Roger Stone, Alex Jones. Many people are going to be there at that rally today. We're going to be having a live feed from that rally, as well as a feed of the speeches from Alex Jones and others. Of course, we also had Alex encountering the turd blossom multiple times, both before he took off on the flight and after he saw Karl Rove at the airport. And so we have another update of the encounter between the two of them. You know, of course, turd blossom was not my name for Karl Rove, but the name that was given to him by the man who perhaps knows him the best, George W. Bush. And we'll tell you what that name means if you haven't figured it out yet. But we're going to have a clip of that that we'll play for you. There's also some updates as to what's going on in the Republican convention. It officially begins, as I point out, today. And, you know, we look at the conventions that are going to be held this week and next week. For the most part, it's a party with a small p. That's essentially what our political conventions have become. They've become essentially a free press conference for the two mainstream political parties. Although this year, it's going to be a bit different with all the Black Lives Matter threats, with the shootings of police, with the threats of massive riots at both conventions. And so we're anxiously waiting to see what's going to happen there. We're going to look at what the head of the police union in Cleveland has said, both about Obama's comments, never putting any responsibility on the cold-blooded murderers of the police, but always telling the police that they need to behave when they are, in fact, behaving the way the federal government wants them to behave, the way the federal government has trained them. And, of course, the federal government wants to take over control of the police. They want to equip them as if they are a military, paramilitary force. They want to militarize them, federalize them. We're going to talk a little bit about what I think should happen, and that is that they should be privatized. We've mentioned that briefly before. I think the key is that we not allow the police to get farther and farther from our control. We need local control of the police. That's why we have the chief law enforcement officer in every jurisdiction is the sheriff, and he's elected. When we look at the police departments where a lot of these problems are happening, they're following the orders, and they're only accountable to the city manager or to the mayor. In many cases where these initial problems begin, they are focused on trying to get revenue for the city government. We need to have more control at the local level. We need to have people that are going to be peace officers. Remember that obsolete term? Remember when that used to be an authentic term and it didn't reek of sarcasm when you said it? That's what we need to get back to. We did have a point in time where the police responded to the people. And actually, it's not a fantasy, as we pointed out. It's actually in practice now in many different ways. There's a lot of private policing already. And so we can learn from that and we can expand on that. And we need to make sure that the police are accountable, that they are not being turned into a military force by the federal government. That is the key. And we're going to take a look at what's going on with that, as well as the convention, some RNC politics, how they're trying to move us in different directions. And we're also going to look at some pushback in France against open borders. People realize that this is about creating a civil war. Stay with us. We'll be right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, July 18th, 2016, the day the RNC begins in Cleveland, Ohio. And, of course, we're going to have also Alex Jones and our reporters who are in Cleveland. They're going to be joining us live during the show reporting. We have the America First Unity Rally that you've been hearing about that Roger Stone and Alex Jones have put together. That's going to be happening today. We're going to be joining that rally live as it happens. Alex Jones will be speaking there. Roger Stone, many others will be at that event. Alex, on his way there, encountered Karl Rove, the former guru of George W. Bush. And, of course, George W. Bush's name for him was Turd Blossom. You know, Turd Blossom is kind of a name for a phenomenon that you have often here in Texas with the cattle. When you have... out of a pile of BS, you have a little flower come up. And that was a name given to Karl Rove by his the guy that he helped to get and keep in office, George W. Bush. I guess he realized that Karl Rove is pure BS. And he had back and forth with Karl Rove at the airport. Karl Rove called the police on him in the Austin airport, and the police said, that's not any problem. You haven't done anything. But just watch out for him on the plane, because the federal marshals are a different kind of law enforcement breed. If anybody accuses you of something, they're going to take you right off of the plane. But I guess, you know, he kept saying, well, I work for Fox. And I thought, you know, do they really pay Karl Rove to work for Fox? Does he really have any credibility after repeatedly saying that Donald Trump was never going to get above 30%? I mean, that was the mantra of Karl Rove. He was saying, don't worry about him. He's got his 30% of the people that are there, but you've got all these other candidates there. And as they drop out, all that support is going to go to somebody else. And, you know, it's interesting because we've got Bill Kristol still not giving up on the never Trump idea. Even at this late date, even after they've gone through, lost at the Rules Committee last week, it isn't going to happen. They couldn't even get 28 out of 112 people to say that they wanted to try to change the rules on the floor. But these never Trump people never learn, and they just keep going and going. So I want to play for you a little bit of a clip here. I haven't seen this myself. This is up on Infowars.com. Karl Rove triggered by Alex Jones again. Here's that clip.
Okay, folks, Karl Rove is on the same flight with us to Cleveland. We're here in Dallas. I'm just going to go over and ask him a few questions. Let's do it.
He's walking over to Karl Rove. There he is.
Nice to see you, sir.
How you doing?
Fine. Hey, I'm having a conversation.
Oh, I saw that.
I'll just answer your question. No,
are you going to back Trump or
you're filming this for your program, and I work.
Are you?
I work for Fox.
So are you just siphoning money off Make Sure Hillary wins?
So I'm working for Fox. So thank you.
You're working for Hillary?
I'm working for Fox, so I'm not going to be appearing on the Alex Jones.
Okay, so he doesn't back Trump.
Okay, that's a little bit of the clip from yesterday. Let's roll the new clip of what happened once they got into Cleveland. That was when they had their first encounter. Here's the one when they got into Cleveland.
Carl, are you history's doctor for real?
Here he is, right there.
Yeah. I never met anybody that controls history. Look right there. He said the people are just like almost like Hillary.
Wait, but you're.
That's Karl Rove that controls history. He told the New York Times once. He said
he's the guy who controls history. That's what he said he did.
And we're gonna get your guns. We're gonna open the borders up. Yes, ma'am. And was there Carl, why are you running so much? Hey, Carl, why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions? Is he still American, Carl? Look at him right here. This is Carl. Oh, be nice. Totally ignores me. Earlier, ran over the thing again. I got mad. I thought it was a mess. I'm a little
alone. It is. We live in a strange town.
I know.
Can I take a picture with
you? Yeah, come on.
Ask him about controlling history.
I'm giving birth this way.
Good. Carl, tell us about controlling history. For being a history actor.
Thank you.
Can you get into that by the Screen Actors Guild?
No, not at all.
Thank you. You want us to protect you?
Here, he'll take it.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Can I have a picture with you?
There you go.
Wait,
there's a picture of me. There we go.
There
you
go.
What? How's
Bandar Bush
going?
How's Bandar Bush doing? Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Sure, you can. There you go. Oh, Carl, that bag's history's actor right there. Inside that bag is the entire planet.
Again, you got to do the good and the bad, the Karl Rove and Alex Jones, you know.
Right here. All right.
There we go.
Turd Blossom. I am a friend. You know that.
Right? Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again.
Oh, you understand? Chairman and friendly.
No. Do not touch me again.
Well, sure, I want
you to. You do that, you're in trouble.
Well, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Don't touch me again.
Sure, yeah.
You're in trouble.
Well, there you go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't look at him. So don't speak to him.
I didn't even. Turd Blossom. He doesn't like the nickname. Turd Blossom. I was just asking. That was kind of his butt news. He kind of triggered him with the social justice board. Hey, TB, have a good one. Take care. I'll be right back. Here goes TB.
Now, as I'm watching that clip, I'm thinking about the fact that everybody is wringing their hands at the convention as it begins to start and saying, all these big Republican figures are boycotting the convention. Now, Karl Rove is going to be there. Isn't that nice? He's going to be there. I guess he's going to be commenting for Fox. I guess it's a paid gig, so he has to go. But I look at this, and I look at the people that are coming over to pose with Karl Rove like he's some big celebrity or something. And I think, is it really a problem for viewership that people like Karl Rove aren't going to be speaking at the convention? Does anybody really care? I mean, people are saying, looking at the guest list, the speaker list that Donald Trump has put together here, and it's not that impressive. And it's like, well, it could be worse. They could have people like Karl Rove and Mitt Romney speaking, people that no one cares about. I don't see how it could possibly get worse than have those political apparatchiks out there. And when I look at Karl Rove, every time I look at him, especially when he turned around and said, you touch me again, you're in big trouble. He just tapped him on the shoulder. When I look at Karl Rove, especially like that, the person that comes to mind, or the picture that comes to mind, remember the movie Brazil? See if you guys can pull this up. There's a scene where the guy from Monty Python, actually directed by the guy that did all the artwork for Monty Python, Terry Gilliam, and the name is escaping me right now, one of the key characters in it is a interrogator, okay? And this is a kind of a Monty Python take on 1984. And as he does the interrogation, he puts on this big baby face mask, okay? Smiling, kind of smiling, contorted, kind of a half-smile baby face mask. And that's what he wears as he's torturing people to get information out of them. It's called there it is right there. Doesn't that look like Karl Rove? Especially when Karl Rove turned around and said, you touch me again, you're in big trouble. Okay, that's Karl Rove right there, the baby-faced torturer. But for the most part, what Karl Rove does is he tortures logic and he tortures the truth on Fox News. There he is right there. Our commentator, Karl Rove, getting ready to go to the Republican convention right there out of the airport. Okay, now the curtain is going up on the Trump show. This is what The Hill points out. They say, Ohio does not prohibit the open carrying of firearms. The only exception made during the event will be within the convention hall itself. Weapons will be permitted inside a larger, quote-unquote, event zone. They call it an event zone. See, it's essentially what the BLM did, not Black Lives Matter, but the other bad BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, which is not at all about land management. They don't manage it. They try to take it over. Anyway, that BLM, the federal BLM, put up that free speech area. They had that little cordoned off area in the middle of the desert during the Bundy Ranch standoff. Okay, that is what they kind of call an event zone, because it's a little bit too obvious when you call it a free speech zone. It's a little bit too obvious that you're shutting down people's free speech. So what they do is they have made it something of a tradition for all the political conventions, Democrat and Republican, that people who want to exercise their First Amendment rights aren't really permitted to do that. They are allowed to do it only under heavy constraint, far removed away from the convention center, so the people that they want to voice their concerns to are not bothered by seeing those concerns. So they move them down the street, put them in cages, confine them to an area. Now, what they were allowed to do, and had to go to court in order to do it in Cleveland, was to get a much larger area. But what we saw in political conventions in the past, the last one that we had in 2012, what they would do is move them quite a ways away from the actual event itself, have a metal cage. You could go in there and you could carry your signs. They even had a little soapbox with a microphone, and you could all take turns to try to get up there and say something so far away that nobody could see you or hear you. But the fact that people are going to be able to carry firearms is something that really concerns the police union chief. Now, he spoke out before, and I've got some news. I'm going to talk about that later, about what the police chief said. who's very concerned about the fact that people are going to be carrying guns. I've got to say, we've gone to rallies where people have been carrying guns because it was a protest of Second Amendment rights being shut down. And we've gone to protests where people were not allowed to carry guns. And I can tell you, the only time that things got out of hand were when the protesters did not have firearms. And there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to also be covering the Trump Unity Rally with Alex Jones live in Cleveland. Stay with us.
For the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 18th, 2016. Today, the Republican National Convention is beginning, and of course, Alex Jones and our reporters from InfoWars are in Cleveland. Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment. to report of what he's seen so far. And, of course, what a lot of people in Cleveland have seen of us is the Hillary for Prison banner flying behind an airplane, and that's been going on for the last several days. You can get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt. That's what helped to pay for that banner that InfoWars is flying over Cleveland. Your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, same design you got on that banner. You can fly that around the crowds. You can pick that up at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, as a thank you to those of you who have helped to finance this operation by buying the products that we sell, getting us, paying for the expenses of us to go to the convention, to fly that banner, to do the many things that we do. We offer sales from time to time. We have a major sale on one of our major products, as DNA Force. It's still 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's not going to last very long. We're getting close to the end of this sale. We're getting close to the end of the supplies. And, of course, that is one of our premium products. I think it's perhaps our most expensive product because it is loaded with BioPQQ compound. There's 175 clinical studies that show what that compound can do for you. It's also a very expensive ingredient. There's a lot of different ingredients in DNA Force, but that particular ingredient that has so much of, that's so rare, is also very expensive. It costs about $30,000 per batch, just that one ingredient in DNA Force. So it's a premier product. We're offering it at 25% off. While supplies last, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. So get that. Get your Hillary Prison t-shirt. Get into the spirit of the conventions that are going to be happening this week and next week. Of course, the Republican National Convention is going to be followed up immediately by the Democrat National Convention. InfoWars will be there for that one as well. In Philadelphia, I will be there next week, switching places with Alex. Now, as we're looking at, as the Hill says, the curtain goes up on the Trump show. They're talking about, and we have some people wringing their hands about the fact that open carry is allowed in Cleveland. Quite frankly, I think that's a good thing. Even though the chief of police, the chief of the police union, I should say, in Cleveland is concerned about that. He's actually calling for the Ohio governor, John Kasich, to ban open carry in Cleveland for the duration of the Republican convention. And I got to say, when we talk about the rule of law, that means the rule of law for everybody. That means that the governor doesn't just get to arbitrarily throw out the laws that are there. Neither do the police. Rule of law means that even the people in government, but especially the people in government, are under the law. And what we have seen from experience is that not only do you have a situation where when we look at what happened in Nice, with the truck driver going for a mile. As I was driving this last weekend with my wife, I said, you know, think about how long it takes you to drive a mile. We heard that this truck driver was going very slowly when a motorcyclist tried to pull up beside him and tried to get into the cab to stop him from running over people at a slow speed. He swerved. He knocked the motorcyclist over and ran over him. And then he sped up, they said, to about 40 miles an hour. Now, even if he was going 40 miles an hour the entire time, and he wasn't. Even if he was going 40 miles an hour, do you realize how long he was able to run people down? Just do this as a thought experiment. Just do it. Kind of clock yourself and get a feel for how long it takes to drive a mile as you're driving down the streets. If he was going 60 miles an hour, it would take him a full minute to go a mile. He went a bit over a mile. If he was going 40 miles an hour, that'd be about a minute and a third, about a minute 20 seconds that he's just mowing people down. And nobody could do anything about it. Why? Because in France, they don't own firearms. So that's one of the advantages of an armed public. If he tried that in Texas, I can guarantee you that before he was able to mow people down for 1 or 2 minutes without any interference, there would be some people who would pull out their guns and shoot him, not waiting for the police to do something about it. So that's one advantage of it. But the other advantage that people don't realize, and this is truly what the Second Amendment is about. People accuse us of saying that we're trying to overthrow the government, or this is dangerous talk to say that the Second Amendment is there to control the government. But it is there in the same way that we had nuclear weapons during the Cold War, as mutual assured defense, okay? Mutual assured destruction if a war starts. So the presence of firearms has a restraining effect. This is something Robert Heinlein, remember the famous quote from the science fiction writer, he said, an armed society is a polite society. You know where that really came from? That really came from the Civil War. There was a British colonel who came over, wrote a book, 3 months in the southern states. When he was going through the South, he said, I've never seen a society where everybody was armed and where everybody was so polite. Yeah, it has a polite effect on people when you have a lot of protesters carrying firearms peacefully. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be calling in and taking the next segment from Cleveland.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is David Knight in Austin. We're going to be going to Alex Jones in Cleveland. He and the InfoWars crew are there covering the Republican National Convention, which begins today. Of course, one of the things that's going to happen today, there's going to be an America First rally, the Unity Rally, that is put together by Roger Stone and Alex Jones. They're going to be having that later this afternoon. We're going to be having that as part of the show. We're going to cover some of the speeches from that rally. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about what they have seen. You've already seen the back and forth with Karl Rove at the airport. Joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex.
That's right, David. I'm glad I got the connection through to you. We just got hooked up here right above the entrance of the RNC. We can show TV viewers out there. And, of course, subscribe for radio listeners. It's like an armed camp. And we had to go through a checkpoint with the Secret Service and others, obviously going through the car for bombs. So all the vehicles coming in are doing that. I guess, in case some of the jihadis or somebody tries to ship a car bomb or truck bomb in here. So this is the new way of life in America, and the delegates and others are all arriving last Friday. Of course, the Republican leadership doubled back on their promise to not try to steal the nomination from Trump. They actually tried to do it again, but most of the delegates understood they were pledged to the voters from their towns and cities, their precincts, so that did not happen. So it appears they're not going to try to block Donald J. Trump from getting the Republican nomination to hopefully become the 45th president of the United States. Now, again, I'm coming to you live from Cleveland. And we have our reporters, Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howe, who are down at the city park, where in about an hour I'm going to be speaking. And the reason we're here is we had to have two different lawsuits with Citizens for Trump, who had to sue the city of Cleveland for trying to block even allowing us to have a demonstration. And, of course, we even paid for the police and the security $30-plus thousand in America. And even after all that was paid, the city tried to double back and stop us. That, of course, is the Democrats that run the city. I have to tell you, though, that if you don't exercise the freedom, you obviously lose it, just like the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, you name it. But the police in this town and the general public, I have never, never, except maybe in Austin, Texas, run into more people on the street. I mean, cars are constantly stopping with listeners in them. They're locals going into restaurants. About a third of the people in a restaurant I was in this morning were listeners. We're going to upload that video. The police, a lot of them are listeners. Just a really awake group of Americana-type patriots of every race, color, and creed. So that certainly shows, you know, just kind of a radar ping of just the info war. Just this show has massive numbers of people listening in Cleveland, from you know, city workers to black cab drivers, you name it. It is amazing. So very, very positive news. And Donald Trump is riding that wave, just as we're all riding that wave of rising populism. You have to ask yourself, how is the arch criminal George Soros going to try to block that? Well, just like he funded the Arab Spring to overthrow moderate states in places like Egypt and Libya and install Wahhabist Saudi Arabian backed as a destabilization program, just like he brags he did that, he brags he helped launch the Syrian destabilization, just like he brags that he overthrew the elected government of Ukraine 2.5 years ago. With billions of dollars and billions of dollars of State Department money, this guy is just a piece of work. And he's not the only actor we've got who's involved in these activities, but this is all they can do. And then you've got Barack Obama at all these police funerals keep saying, hey, it's the police fault, basically. They need to reform. They need federalization, as if five dead cops and 10 injured cops in Dallas have anything to do with a questionable shooting in somewhere like Minnesota or Baton Rouge. But even separately, what does going to the police department in Baton Rouge, sitting out there and killing three officers and injuring six others, one of them still in critical condition, how is that justice? And then there's the statistics of 258 black men killed a year by police. Let's say half of those are unjustified, probably a lot less. And I'm not saying any of that's okay. The media, though, takes this and makes this the biggest issue in the world, just like Sheriff Clark of the county up in Milwaukee just devastated Lemon on CNN. That clip's up on Infowars.com. It said, listen, you got thousands of black people being killed a year, black men, by other black men. In fact, it's over 500 a year in Chicago alone, 2,000-plus shot by other black people, 500-plus that die. I mean, this is Iraq war level dead for U.S. troops in an average year, you know, just in Chicago. I mean, this is crazy, crazy, crazy level. And there's no discussion about it because it just shows it's violence in our cities. It's problems in our cities. It doesn't even matter if the New York Times comes out and goes, OK, a big study shows that on average, officers do not shoot black people more than they shoot white people. Is there militarization of police? Is there some of these problems? Absolutely. But escalating and shooting random cops is going to only make it worse, make them more jumpy, and make them not go into these high-crime areas, no matter what color people are in them. That's why crime, for the first time in 25 years, is starting to actually go back up in many areas, because the police will not go into areas where they're going to be shot in the back. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. Who the hell would want this job out there standing on a street corner all day, knowing there's a good chance some Black Lives Matter affiliated group is going to come here to Cleveland? I think there's a good chance, and try to shoot some cops. Okay? So it's just completely and totally out of control. And I personally have had the enjoyment of being threatened, and so has Paul Watson and the rest of my crew, by groups that are allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook and you name it, calling for violence. And when they get caught calling for violence, they tell the police, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, and nothing's done. Okay? So you have new Black Panther groups and others on TV saying, let's go kill cops today, and no one's getting in trouble. That's premeditated planning for murder. That's the organize of it, and it's because George Soros and the globalists are coming in and fomenting differences between people, exaggerating problems and issues to make there be basically a giant uprising or revolution in this country against local government, which is actually the enemy of the globalists, because it might stand actually against the globalization or federalization we see now happening. Same thing in Europe. Same thing is being done in France. The same situation is unfolding in a big, big way. But they're using Muslims in this case as the destabilization force, and then using the Islamic attacks that are happening all over Europe and the rapes and the rest of it as a way to then ban people's free speech that criticize it. So, again, I'm here on the ground in Cleveland coming up at about, oh, I guess that'll be about 12:30 Central Time, 1:30, but these things usually go late, 1:30 Eastern Time. I'll be speaking at this rally, despite the threats and all the rest of it, because if we give into these threats and give up our First Amendment, we're going to give it all up. The BLM, the MoveOn.orgs, the George Soroses of the world, they've said they want to silence InfoWars. They say they want to silence DrudgeReport.com. They say they want to silence outlets and media organizations that are Americana, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, pro-veteran, just pro-low taxes, just everything that made this country great. That's all we're trying to do, is get the foot of the globalist, the boot of the globalist, off of our necks. And we understand we've been conquered by multinational corporations. We understand it's a new form of colonialism. And so all they're doing is hyping this whole thing up to create basically a civil war. And I've been using that term for years, saying that's Soros' plan. Now that's in mainstream U.S. news, calling this a civil war. That is exactly what is beginning to unfold in this country. And we can't let them get away with this. And I'll tell you, here is the absolutely fabulous news that folks should be made aware of. All the polls, all the numbers, all the metrics show this indiscriminate shooting of people, this indiscriminate killing of innocent police officers, this absolutely, you know, demonizing returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, and these FBI reports written up by the Democratic Party and the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is only beginning to backfire on them, and the poll numbers show Donald Trump is rising. So people ask, why are they still activating these groups? Why won't Obama decry these groups? Why is he legitimizing it every time cops get killed, saying, well, you need to reform the cops? And Hillary says, hey, white people need to listen up. They're doing that to push it even bigger, because they want to make it so big, so out of control, so bad, that even though it wakes a lot of people up, it breaks local government's will, it breaks the military's will, it breaks Congress's will, the patriots that are there, and we just capitulate because there's burning cities and war in the streets and hundreds of being killed a day. It could easily come to that, and that's what the French government's saying. That's what the conservatives in government are saying. They're saying Hollande and others are trying to push a civil war. They're trying to poke and push and push and push until there's an uprising, and they're arresting people in France, Sweden, and Germany that just criticize open borders. That is outrageous. These are authoritarians. They're making their move. They think we're stupid, but we're not being caught flat-footed. We know their exact plan. We know their disinformation operation, and I'm here to tell them, you've really screwed the pooch, because now you have taken the police, the military, local government, and people in the federal government who are patriots, and made them face just how diabolical you are, that this is a foreign multinational takeover, and you're not going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. This is the beginning of the end for the globalists. And as we look out for TV viewers, give folks a shot, as I cover some headlines here, there is the RNC entrance. We are right across the street from the, what's the name of this place, dude?
The Quicken Loans thing.
I'm teleprompter free. I can't remember some of the stuff. Let's go over some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Crowds boo French Prime Minister. He's even worse than the president. at Nice Memorial, demand his resignation. He has come out and said fascism and nationalists are our problem, and those that criticize Islam. They are testing to be basically dhimmis. That's what they call it in the Islamic system, like Bracken was talking about last week here on the show. They're testing to show you can rape us and we'll cover it up. You can kill us and we'll cover it up. It's why that top German minister got raped herself. 50-something-year-old woman, but attractive, by five Muslims. And she said, I covered it up because I'm politically correct and I'm proud of it. And she got caught by the police covering it up in Germany. She said, no, German men, blonde men raped me. I mean, this is crazy. So that's what this is about, because they want to show we're here to be captured. We want your Saudi Arabian money. Give it to us. And then they just retire to Switzerland or Luxembourg or somewhere else. They're there saying, see, we're good minions. We let you run over us with trucks. We let you bomb us and shoot us. We let you rape our ministers. You are God. That's what this is about. Crowd boos French PM at Nice Memorial. Demand his resignation. I mean, I kept wondering how Hollande and this other idiot could actually go to these funerals when they're the ones that opened the borders up and brought these folks in. It is absolutely, completely over the top. Now, again, that's what the program of putting radicals in these countries is about, is to make sure this destabilization accelerates. This is the deal Saudi Arabia gets for everything else it's been involved in. Meanwhile, we have the Baton Rouge killer shared photo on Twitter of cop being shot before he came and did it. And this is what we've always pointed out, is that we've got folks calling for killing people and that nothing's being done. Well, then that's really the fault of local grand juries and others, because I'm all for free speech 110%. But if I got up here on air with an audience, or I went to a Facebook channel and I said, we ought to go kill cops, then, I mean, I'm calling for organized crime. And if people call for killing me, okay, or who, whatever your free speech venue is, if people call for violence against you because you have a particular political view, that's the final phase of a takeover. So, again, we're not giving into this intimidation. We're standing up against it. But if local grand juries don't start indicting all these people that are calling for this, it's not going to put a damper on more idiots who think they're really fighting some great jihad or think they're really fighting against the man to go out and kill more cops. And this is going to bring a civil emergency in. This is going to bring what they call basically martial law in. It'll be called a civil emergency. They've done that now in Europe. So I'm basically ranting about this because we saw, and I shot a video breaking this down, that the world has never been closer to world war. That's what mainline analysts are saying. We've got coups and counter coups in Turkey. Erdogan probably staging it against himself, because his own plane was targeted and they didn't blow it up, and people thought it was staged as an excuse for a crackdown. I mean, I guess if Emperor Palpatine did it in episode 3 of Star Wars, I guess it can happen in real life. But no, I mean, actually, the Taiwan president got caught doing a fake coup on himself once as well. So we're not sure this is fake yet. We've got the world economic system teetering on the verge of collapse. All these derivatives, bigger than 2007, 2008 coming due. We've got governments flooding their sovereign nations with unskilled, diseased populations. What is going on? What is the larger goal? We've never seen bigger destabilization programs in the West. The only countries I know of in the West that aren't part of a destabilization program are Japan and Australia. They actually have policies in place that are not allowing them to be destabilized. I mean, there's some things going on in Australia, but it's only Australia and it's only Japan. And of course, New Zealand to a certain extent. And notice more and more of the globalists have been moving to New Zealand and to Australia. We told you about that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're leaving Europe. They're leaving Israel. They're leaving the United States. They're even leaving London, saying it's not going to be safe in the future, way before all of this happened, way before all of this began to unfold. So David Knight is going to be co-hosting throughout the 4 hours today. And we got Paul Watson coming up the coming days. I'm going to be hosting most of the shows throughout the week. But David is going to be there with me. Obviously, to bring in breaking news, bring in breaking analysis. Leanne McAdoo got a very powerful interview with former political prisoner Dinesh D'Souza, whose documentary 2016, America 2016, was the second highest seen documentary in world history. He was then shut up and put in prison for 9 months. He's a political prisoner. He now has a film out that I haven't seen, but people say it's like five times more hardcore. See, they radicalized him. Former Reagan speechwriter. He's been headed up federal departments, folks. No criminal record. And he, like, gave some campaign contributions, and they put him in jail. Now he's made this hardcore film. I couldn't go to the premiere last night because I got in too late. But Leanne was there. She's got the interview. We've got kind of a bottleneck with only one editor here who's done a great job to upload all these big interviews we've got, all the breaking news and analysis. Now, speaking of Karl Rove, I almost felt silly making a big deal out of it, but I'm sitting there with my crew, and they're like, hey, you know, there he is in Austin flying out to go confront him. I'm like, no, I'm going to leave him alone. And then, because he's old news. He's defeated. We're going to skip this network break. And then I get on the plane, and he's there, snickering and giggling and doing everything. So we get off at Dallas to change planes and come to Cleveland. Sure enough, he's there. And so I go over to him, and I politely ask him some questions. People have seen that video. It's gone viral. It's not really that big a deal. He just says, I'm not talking to you, and gets mad, and I bring up the fact that, you know, he basically vacations with the Clintons, reportedly, and the Bushes love him, and that he takes the money that Republicans would use to win, and, you know, and it goes nowhere. As Donald Trump said, you might as well throw it in the trash, to quote Trump in his tweets. This time he hadn't been successful going and getting all the Republican money, and then it just goes into some type of weird black hole. I mean, that's what people said, that it just isn't effectively used. But this is a guy who's known for just all sorts of really nasty stuff. And so he calls the police on me. The security comes. They say, no, if you ask any questions, that's fine. Just don't talk to him on the plane. So I go, okay, fine. And so, and this is just emblematic of this country and how bad the Republicans are, or the old linemen. We don't just have the Democrats on one side. We have the Republicans to deal with as well, always trying to take things over. But they've been defeated trying to block Trump so far. They've been defeated trying to gobble up and divert all the money into their super PACs. They've been defeated on many fronts. Karl Rove helped push the assault weapons ban again. I mean, I personally am sick of him. But then last night, we get off the plane. He's coming off the concourse. And I say, tell me about how you're history's actor. He told the New York Times and Washington Post, I control the future. No, the truth doesn't matter. We'll tell you whatever we want. You'll report it. The public will believe it. A very arrogant person. So I want to know from the guy that says my reality doesn't count and that he's the only empowered person in the world, that I don't count. And so I went and I talked to him very politely. He ignored me. And then I tapped him on the shoulder very nicely. I said, I'm a friend, Turd Blossom, because that's the George W. Bush's nickname for him. And he got real, real mad about that. And the point is that I confronted him nicely the way I'm going to give my speech today for those that sat there and thought that they're threats. And I'm not going to get into the threats because I really don't care. But the point is, I was thinking a month ago about not actually coming to Cleveland, because I'm so busy with family stuff and doing other things. I was going to just send crew. But I'm tempted to even go to the DNC now because of threats. You know, I'm not going to sit here and give up my life and my free speech because a bunch of scum are trying to create a climate of fear in this country. And that's where they've miscalculated. People always think when I cover scary issues, they think that I'm doing that to scare people. No, I'm doing that to warn people, to motivate them, because from my perspective, if bad stuff's going on, I want to know about it. I want to be prepared for it. If my neighbor sees somebody breaking into my house and I'm in bed, I want them to call me. They're not fear-mongering. If they call and say, hey, somebody's in your garage, thank you, or my house is on fire, or if a flood's coming, hey, or if it's going to freeze, hey, you're going to turn your faucets on. That's what good neighbors do, okay? And so that's why we're here. But it shows from their cowardly perspective, these globalists, they think killing 50-something cops in the last year or so, that's what's happened. They're shooting them all over. Most of the time they cover it up when a guy screams Allah Akbar in Philadelphia and shoots him in the head or yells that in, you know, California. I mean, it's happening like every 4 or 5 days. Now you're seeing, you know, 5 dead here, 3 dead here, 2 dead here. So they can't cover it up. Just like all the newspapers, New York Times and everybody was saying, a madman with a truck kills people. They're still saying that. I was looking at all these delegates and folks still reading newspapers on the flight. You know, all these old delegates that were big Karl Rove fans. Oh, yeah, I forgot to finish the Karl Rove story. So we get on. This is why I really confronted him, though. We get on the plane from Dallas to Cleveland after I just talked to him nicely, and he walks by and talks to some of these delegates, because I heard him talking to them and saying they were delegates, in front of me. And he goes, he's drunk. We ought to report him. He's a troublemaker. And I'm just sitting there. Haven't even had a drink. I did a few minutes later. And, I mean, well, why not? Karl Rove's already claiming I am. And I'm sitting there, and he goes, yeah, we ought to report him. He's a troublemaker. Actually trying to get these old folks that look like to say something. And they were getting up, going to the bathroom in the flat and looking at me, the woman and the man. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so then Rove comes off, and I go to the baggage area and bring up those points about how he tell me how you control reality. Tell me how I don't count. Here's the truth. Karl Rove is a shadow of his former self. Karl Rove is done, in my view, being able, and the rest of the old neocons and rhino Republicans and all of you people, you're done. You're done. And the future is DrudgeReport.com. The future is Infowars.com. The future is places like Breitbart.com and DailyCaller.com. And look, here's the deal. Infowars isn't perfect. I know none of us are. I make mistakes all the time and not on purpose. Breitbart isn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. Drudge is pretty close because it's just all those great links. But so there's not a lot of mistakes he could make. He's kind of just linking to things he thinks is interesting. But the point is that we don't want to destroy America. We're not out to get the country. We want prosperity. We want freedom. We want people to come together. We're not the divisive ones pushing race. We're not the ones, you know, pushing all this garbage. And clearly, George Soros and other arch criminals are the people that think they can manipulate us like a, you know, bull with a red cape or the matador. And look, I admire bulls for their strength, but not for their intelligence. We're smarter than a bull. And quite frankly, I've had more black people on the streets of Cleveland come up and say they're listeners and they're awake than I've even had probably white people. So that's the truth, is that so many African-Americans in this country are sick and tired of the division. They know they're being played. They actually know what's going on. It's so many white people that just kind of get scared or actually then think all the black folks are out to get them or something, when the globalists are simply using that to create fear on both sides so they can be the referee. We have to transcend this and realize what's happening and understand the media is giving us a distorted view, in my research, from the reality of what's really going on. So, again, it is more important than ever. You can see what we've been able to do with Infowars.com. You've seen what we've been able to build as a media organization that reaches tens of millions of people a week conservatively. I mean, gosh, it's like 10 million a week just on our own YouTube channel now. It is getting crazy. And then we've got all the other channels. I mean, when I say 28 million a week worldwide, that is a very conservative number. And it just shows that I'm not that good at what I do. It shows the rising tide of liberty is there, and that's why the power structure is panicking, why they're trying to act arrogant, why they're trying to act like they're invincible, because they are very close to a collapse horizon. They are very, 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 very close. And you know the fact that Hillary and Obama banned our flights, we just flew them the days before, and they're going to follow her around the campaign trail. The biggest exclusion zone ever in history for the entire events here and in Philadelphia at the DNC. People say, oh, well, see, you paid the money, and now she blocked you. It just made it bigger, she's censoring. It's in all over TV, all over radio. People are all over. I talked to folks flying in. Buckley said like half the folks on the plane were talking about it. When I got off the plane in Cleveland, I had like six different people run up to me as I'm walking through who were already just in the airport saying, we already saw you confront Karl Rove. That wasn't even that big a deal. I'm saying we're the new media. You're the new media. Start your own YouTube channel. Start your own news articles. Get involved. Get in the fight, folks. All we're doing is calling out the emperor has no clothes. And support the broadcast. DNA Force, 25% off. Our top nutraceutical, nerve growth factor, patents proven, top of the line. Detox your cells. Get in there to the mitochondria, the engines. I mean, I still look like hell. And I work and play hard, folks. But I look a hell of a lot better than I used to, and it's taking DNA Force. And it's taking things like the good halogen X2, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I'm coming to you from literally 300 yards from the entrance to the big Republican, you know, that's right. What's it called? Quicken Loans Arena. For some reason, I can't get that in my head. We always have stupid names of corporations now. And I like, you know, it's like Staples Center and Walmart Center. But it's not saying their name, though. That's what they want. So I guess it worked out right there. So whatever. We're going to be in there some. And I love old people, and they're great. And when they're patriots, they have such wisdom, and I love them. But I tell you, you see these delegates that were trying to steal stuff for the Republican leadership, and I'm telling you, they are angry, and they're on average about 85 years old. And I'm telling you, this whole Republican establishment is emblematic of how it is falling, just like the Democrats are. And I ran a lot of old folks as well that are Trump supporters, and they're awesome, and they're so much more animated than the old meme Republicans that, you know, think they're the sovereigns, like George Will said. We don't care what your popular vote is. We're the sovereigns. That's an arrogant piece of garbage. We'll be back with David Knight, myself, and more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off.